SF Signal, episode 89. Happy Halloween. This is the SF Signal Podcast, as powered by the Functional Nerds. My name is Patrick Hester, and I'm coming to you sort of kind of semi-live from my back porch. Thank you, laptop. Happy Halloween! That's the theme. Hey, that even rhymed. It is episode 89, and this is going live on Monday, October 31st, which is Halloween in the States. And probably some other places too. The topic this week was, what is your favorite Halloween-themed story, novel, comic book, TV show, episode, or movie? And I put that out to the regulars and asked them to please call in with voicemails. So they did. A few of them did, anyway. Let's take a listen to the first of our voicemails. Here is Jay Garman. Take it away, Jay.
Hi, this is Jay Garman. I blog at jgarman.net and for the Geekend at Tech Republic, calling in for the favorite Halloween-themed story episode. I actually have a viewing lineup I'm going to try to get through as quickly as possible. If you're just sitting at home wondering what to turn up on Hulu, this is where you start. Always, The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown speaks for itself, followed up with Halloween, the episode from Buffy the Vampire Slayer from season 2, great episode. There's a lot of great character moments, including the origin of Xander as the soldier. Next up, probably the greatest Simpsons Halloween Treehouse of Horror episode, Halloween Treehouse of Horror 5, has The Shining, Homer's time travel episode, and the origin of the phrase Utterbrotten. Gotta have that one. The next best Treehouse of Horror will be Treehouse of Horror 3. The opening sequence, Clown Without Pity, actually explains both Cursed Frogurt and the phrase, Can't Sleep, the Clown Will Eat Me. Always gotta have that one. Going way back in time for Quantum Leap episode, The Boogeyman, which, it's actually genuinely scary at moments and not just for how, trite the episode has become with time. I very much recommend it because the bad guy may actually, in fact, be the devil. For sheer camp value, the one and only Star Trek Halloween episode ever, Caspaw, which aired on October 27th, 1967, and may have inadvertently created the goth phase of American pop culture. Always fun for a lark, gotta go with that one. Getting back to more straight-up comedy, The Honking, episode of Futurama, one of the great Christine parodies of all time, and some of the best auditory gags I've seen on pretty much any episode of Futurama. Enjoy that one. And to round out the final list would be my overall favorite, the Season 5 Angel episode, Life of the Party. Most series try to take the Halloween episode to try and emphasize horror when they're usually funny. This inverts that. This is a somewhat scary series that gets really funny with its Halloween episode. And in fact, this may be, short of the Smell Time puppet episode, the funniest episode of Angel of all time. It's a great way to finish your evening. Those are my recommendations for your Halloween viewing playlist. Kickbacks from Hulu.com can be sent to jgarman.net, and I hope you enjoy your screening and screaming.
Thank you, Jay. We do appreciate you calling in. Everybody should go check out his website and look for his posts on sfsignal.com. Next up, Mr. Jeff Patterson. Jeff, what is your favorite Halloween-themed story?
Hi, this is Jeff Patterson. I blog at Gravity Lens, which can be found at baddaystudio.com. Halloween, where do I start? Well, at the risk of entering schmaltzy territory, I'm going to start my list with the Highway to Heaven episode, I Was a Middle-Aged Werewolf. If by chance you're not familiar with this show, it was a Michael Landon project about an angel on probation and his ex-cop sidekick driving around in a Ford LTD in search of wounded souls. It was a religious show in a very non-denominational 1980s network television kind of way. Landon wrote and directed this ridiculously cute Halloween story about a boy learning to overcome fear. And Landon wore his geek-level love of classic horror tropes on his sleeve. It is also very funny. He both pokes fun at and pays homage to the movie I Was a Teenage Werewolf, a truly horrible film in which he starred in his younger days. The episode also features the also-scary Michael Berryman as the devil. Most of the best Halloween stuff, though, comes from cartoons. I'm a big fan of the two Scary Godmother Spooktaculars based on the comics by Jill Thompson, Grim and Mandy's Jacked Up Halloween, and almost all of the Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors, my favorite being The Raven, narrated by James Earl Jones. The Pinky and the Brain Halloween episode is classic, with Pinky subjecting himself to torture in hell while the brain matches wits with the devil. Always good for the kids. It evokes The Devil in Daniel Webster, Night on Bald Mountain, and the Orpheus myth all at once. And I can't finish this list without bringing up the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast, which is now so infamous. Strip away the layers of urban legend that have accreted around this Mercury Theater of the Air performance, and you have a very scary piece of work. The entire drama is just over 55 minutes long and reveals its nightmarish scenario in real time. I listened to the recording on an LP when I was a kid, long before I learned about the history of it, and it manages to be existentially creepy using only dialogue and masterful Foley work. So as I look out the window at the blizzard that is obscuring the view and blanketing most of the East Coast with snow, I hope all of you have a very happy Halloween.
There you have it, straight from the center square, Mr. Jeff Patterson. Thank you, Jeff. We do appreciate that. Next up, Mr. Paul Weimer. Paul, what is your favorite Halloween-themed story?
Hi, this is Paul Weimer of Blog J Vistenstahl, answering the SS Signal podcast question, what is my favorite Halloween-themed story, novel, comic book, TV show, or movie? I want to mention two novels tonight. The first novel is The Halloween Tree by Ray Bradbury. The Halloween Tree follows a group of 8 trick-or-treaters who discover the 9th trick-or-treater, their friend, has been whisked away, and so they have to rescue him. They rescue him by traveling across time and space, learning about death, rebirth, and Halloween in a variety of cultures, ranging from ancient Egypt all the way up to the Day of the Dead in Mexico. The story is educational, poignant, well-written, and there's a strong end, noticeable theme of sacrifice that runs through the story all the way to the ending. And the ending moved me when I was younger and moves me still when I read it a couple years ago. And I can't recommend it highly enough. The other novel I want to mention is something I've mentioned on the podcast a couple times in the last few weeks, and that's Roger Zelazny's A Night in the Lonesome October. A Night in the Lonesome October is set in October in London in late 19th century. It's going to be a full moon night in Halloween. It's also going to be a night where a door to where the elder gods might be open or might be closed. The point of view character is Snuff. He is an intelligent animal companion to Jack, who is one of the people who is going to decide by subterfuge, struggle, and other means whether this door will be open and closed. And we don't know who the various characters, including Jack, will fall on this side of the equation and whether that door is going to be open or closed. The novel is dark, comedic, funny as hell, and it's one of the best things Zelazny ever wrote, even if it's one of the last things Zelazny ever wrote, sadly. And I can't recommend highly enough. So those are my two choices. Thank you.
And thank you, Paul, for calling in and leaving us that voicemail. We do appreciate it. If you had to, you know, if I was pushed up against the wall and backed into a corner and all those kind of good metaphors, and had to answer this question myself, I would be torn. There are some great Buffy the Vampire Slayer episodes that took place on Halloween. I remember the one with the sorority house where the whole sorority house has been taken over because the kids draw the symbols in the attic, and then someone cuts their finger and blood gets on the magical symbols, which activates the spell, and you know, Buffy and the Scoobies have to go in and save everybody, and the whole thing is that it's calling forth a demon. And it's an Irish demon, and so of course he's only about 6 inches tall. He's like a leprechaun, but he's a demon, and so that was a great one. And then there was the episode where I just remember the at the very end, they're all at Giles' house, and they're eating all the candy that they could possibly eat, and Buffy's sitting there on the couch, and she says, "You know, there is nothing that chocolate cannot fix." And Willow says, "I think I'm gonna barf, except that." So, another great episode. And of course, I like the classics, so I really like Sleepy Hollow, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. That's a great one. I'm trying to think if there's any other specific episodes or stories. Well, of course, The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, which is a great one. That was on the list that I sent to everybody when I asked them this question. So, you know, if you like to be scared, I've always been a fan of Halloween, the original Halloween. That was a great flick. I think that's pretty much it for me right now. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Anyway, thanks to everyone for listening. Check out sfsignal.com each and every day for all your speculative fiction. Boy, I always screw that word up. Speculative fiction needs. You should also follow John D on Twitter, twitter.com/sfsignal. And let's see, anything else? Me, ATFMB. I'm ATFMB. So www.atfmb.com, twitter.com/atfmb, facebook.com/atfmb. There's a whole theme there. Go listen to the Functional Nerds. I think that's pretty much it for me. I am out of here. Happy Halloween.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.